Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're launching a project today called Your Medical History in Scars. It, with your input, will live this week on WBUR.org as an illustration of how our bodies are a walking medical record and of the dramatic changes in medical practice since the early 1980s. Here with us to tell you more is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Morning, Bob.
So tell us what this is about.
Well, Bob, do you have some scars?
Yeah, I have quite a few on various parts of my body.
Tell me one story.
Well, I have the scar on my neck here, as you can see, and that is from 2003 or 2004. I was helping one of my daughters with a high school science project, and I lifted up a heavy object, that object being a snowblower, which I still own, and I blew out three discs in the neck and had to have surgery to correct the problem.
And you can hear that whole story if you go to the timeline we have created called Your Medical History and Scars, where Bob tells us that story and you can see a picture of the scar.
I'll give you a little more detail, sure.
That's great. And that's what we are asking other people to do, Bob, is to send us a picture or a video of scars and the stories about how those scars occurred. We'll be posting those online in addition to a timeline that shows and tells listeners how medical practice has changed in the course of most of our lifetimes, through the 70s, 80s, and into 2011.
You're asking people to participate. How do they do that?
They send in their picture and the story to scars@wbur.org. You can also post to our Facebook page. If you have a video, you probably want to post that to YouTube or Vimeo. We already have a few short videos, one of a woman who's recovering from breast cancer up. We have your scars video, so people can get a sense of what we're looking for and asking for.
Right, that neck scar you'll see on video. What about emotional scars?
Bob, if you can think of a way to illustrate it, if you can take a picture of something or a drawing or send us a video, we'll use it.
Okay. And hopefully during the week, you'll get a lot of submissions. By the end of the week, what is it you hope that will be shown on the site?
Well, one of the things we're doing in addition, Bob, is hearing from a surgeon later today in All Things Considered who will talk about how surgical practice has changed and what patients need to know and understand about being a patient, not just for surgery, but it could be for burns, recovering from burns. It could be the simple little cuts on your finger, but how to be a more informed and engaged patient and share those stories amongst each other so we can learn from each other.
So we'll check back in on this later in the week?
Right, Bob. We'll be hearing from some of the patients that we will be posting the stories and pictures of online.
All right. I look forward to that. I look forward to hearing about and seeing other people's scars.
They'll have the option of commenting on your video as well, Bob.
I'm looking forward to that. Martha Biebinger, thank you very much.
Thank you.